This is your All Hands Network Morning Quarters. The House of Representatives passed an $895 billion defense bill, approving a 1% defense spending increase for the year. The legislation includes a 14.5% pay raise for junior enlisted members and a 4.5% raise for all other personnel. The Navy is boosting littoral combat ships with new weaponry, including naval strike missiles and the MK-70 payload delivery system. These upgrades allow an LCS to carry advanced weapons such as the SM-6 and Tomahawk missiles, significantly increasing their firepower. Ships like the USS Beloit and USS Nantucket are among the first to showcase these improvements, which strengthen maritime strike capabilities, especially in key areas like the Indo-Pacific. The Navy's integration of women into submarines advances, with the first female commanding officer expected by 2028. Since lifting the ban in 2010, the submarine force now includes 712 women with high retention rates among enlisted sailors. The Navy plans to grow mixed-gender crews to 39 by 2023, supported by leadership opportunities for women and new submarines like the USS New Jersey, designed for integrated crews. I'm MC2 Cash, and that's your briefing for today.